Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
48092.
All right, thank you, sir. 48092. May I ask your name, please?
John, John, Hoffman, Hoffmann.
Thank you. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
7551 Marion Avenue, Warren, Michigan, 48092.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that information. I'm waiting on your account to pull up, and I'll let you know what's on it, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, Mr. Hoffman, I have you pulled up. This is due to that Makita drill that was ordered today. On his planet.
It wasn't a Makita, it was a DeWalt. But okay. I understand what you're saying, and I understand the situation. It was like, answer some questions, pay $3 for the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get to the end, you know, I screenshot everything. So I have your information. I have what you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I unchecked the box that said to enroll me into that program. I unchecked the box, okay? And then when I click, you know, I'll pay for the shipping for the drill, boom, a thing comes up, says today's charge will be $7.95. You will gain a minute to our Bytes Hub app, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, even though I unchecked the box, you still automatically did it. So cancel my subscription and refund my money. That's what it says on this paper. It literally says you may cancel your enrollment to avoid future charges. To cancel or to get a refund, call customer service at 1-855.
Yes, sir, that is factual.
Yeah, I know it is. I'm reading it. You have it on your website.
Yes,
you know, I
sir.
Don't want to bring this to court and go, look, these guys are bait and switch.
Well, sir, that wouldn't be a bait and switch, but I get where you're coming from. That $7.95 will be
okay. Wait. It is bait and switch. There's no argument about it.
Okay.
When it says Home Depot, answer these questions, you'll pay $1 to $3 shipping. There's no addendum there that says, hey, by the way, we're going to force you to enroll in a program for $7.95. When you get to the final thing, you can unclick the box that I don't want to be in the program, and it still fucking enrolls you. So don't tell me that's not bait and switch. That's bait and switch. A judge would see it that way, too. If you put it on the Home Depot original thing, if you put a little addendum and said, hey, we're going to charge you $7.95 no matter what, then a judge would say, you know what, you should have saw that. But it's not there, and I have screenshots of everything. It's not there.
Very well, sir. I see you did your homework. I have that $7.95 being refunded to your account. Would you like your cancellation code?
Yeah, please. Let me
all
write
right,
that down. Hang on. I don't mean
all
to
right.
be pissy, but that does piss me off. I would have answered 100 questions for whatever they're asking, but when it comes down to bait and switch and, you know, things are not always what they seem to be, and if it's too good to be true, it's because it is. All those things were going through my head, of course. But at the end of the day, after I unclicked that box and it still went ahead and charged me, that's your fault right there. When you unclick that box, that's taking away your ability to charge me $7.95, and you're still doing it. Go ahead with the number.
Yes, sir. That's the first time I heard that, but I did make sure I notated your account.
I got screenshots of it. If you have a phone, I can send you the screenshots.
No, sir. I believe you, sir.
I believe
you, and I have your
account. That's why, because when I feel like it's bullshit, I take screenshots immediately.
Very well. All right. It's C as in Charlie, 260-091-381.
Okay, that's the cancel. What did you call it? You had another name for it.
For that, the drill.
Well, I know the drill. Basically, they're saying, answer these questions, we'll send you the drill. You'll pay for shipping. Then it's like, oh, by the way, we're charging you $7.95 for some program that you're not really even asking for. Then it's like, oh, call and cancel your program so we don't charge you $56 a month. I mean, it's all a vicious circle of scam, don't you see it?
Seem like you're reading everything to me. And you make your mind up if you want to do it or not, sir. But I understand, and you will refund.
Well, no, I'm allowed to cancel. I still
right.
should get the drill. I'm allowed to cancel your subscription. I still should get the drill.
That's your cancellation code, sir.
Say it again.
I have
oh, cancellation code. Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well,
and
I
that's
gave
it, right?
Yes, sir. That's it. And you know, if you still get the drill, congratulations.
Well, I should. I did what they said they wanted me to do.
All right, but if you look at the top, the very top, it says contest entry. It's a contest entry. Yes, sir. It's a contest entry. Right. So you're entering.
And then you have to click these presents. You're right. You're not wrong. Then you got to click the presents. And then when you click one present that may not have anything, it says, hey, we're going to give you another shot at it. You click another present, and the drill comes up. It says, okay, pay $1 to $3 for the drill. It's for shipping. And then in between there, you throw in that today's charge will be $7.95. For anyone to think that that's, you know, I mean, it could be legit if you asked me a lot of questions and you were going to provide me the drill. Asking four questions and then hitting somebody with this is just, this is scamming the public, man. So
I do apologize.
I hope you get caught. I hope they get caught. I hope they get caught. I hope they get caught up in something bad with Home Depot. I'm going to talk to Home Depot about it, too. I'm going to bring it up to their corporate offices. How are you handling this like this? Who is in charge of this? And let me talk to that person.
Yes, sir. So you're making your way up the chain, sir. So this is what I have to do
to prove to people that this is a scam. This is not appropriate the way you're handling it. Like I said, if you would have put that as an addendum on the first Home Depot ad on the Facebook and said at the bottom, hey, there's going to be a $7.95 charge no matter what you do, then that's different. But you didn't do that.
And a judge would agree. You just really paid for your shipping to everyone. If you would have won that drill, that's how you would have paid to get that, to get it sent to you. That $7.95 is really shipping.
Yeah, but that's not what it's saying. It's saying today's charge is $7.95. You will gain admittance to our sponsor's Byte Hub app on a monthly subscription. You are telling me I'm paying $7.95 for my first month, and from there on, $56.95 from there on. I disagree. That's what the wording says.
Not a problem, sir, but we're here to make sure that you're satisfied with customer service, and that's why I made sure I notated majority of what you said, sir. I get that to my superiors, and we were able to get the account refunded and canceled out.
Yeah, you did fine as far as being a customer service person. You did fine.
Yes, sir.
But as far as the way they're doing that, that's shady as shit.
And I make sure
somebody should get their face kicked in for creating this. That's how much I feel like this is shady as shit. You could put that person in a chair and I'd kick him in the fucking face and go, how did that feel? How did that feel?
Because
that's the kind of shit that you deserve.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Of course it is, dude. Of course it is. Of course it is. You're wrong there. Of course it is. The society needs this. Society needs a smack in the mouth.
Yeah, society.
All right, I appreciate your time.
No problem, Mr. J. You have a good day, sir. Thank you for calling.